we sang yesterday, leave to thy God to order and provide. And I've been thinking about that, and it just seems that the Lord would impress on Gideon. He has everything in his hand. And as you said, all Gideon had to do was trust him.
I think that's the part where we see the best in Gideon. We talk about obedience, but an essential part of obedience is trust. When we can trust that God is on our side, when we can trust that I can do all things through Christ, when I have that trust, obedience is easy.
Could we elaborate more on his servant, Bura? And I mean, I saw that his name means winepress, but that was in my Bible, but I'm not sure how to apply that in any way.
Well, I'll say something that I think was a particularly nice touch. That the other instances have involved Gideon alone. I don't know that there's been anybody else involved with him. But in this case, his servant is with him. And the Lord allows him. I don't know that there's any particular spiritual significance that I can see. But I believe it's a lovely touch that the Lord, because he's sending him now, down to the camp of the Midianites. And so Gideon doesn't come back, and I think of what Dave said earlier, that it was in the testimony of two, if any would question it, that Gideon and his servant both had heard that dream and the interpretation of it.
Because when he comes back, he says, arise, and if necessary, his servant can give testimony to them. Mm-hmm. So I think that was very helpful, actually.
Could we also say that it's a scene right before the victory would occur? And if Pura means wine press, we know the Lord with the Garden of Gethsemane, we have a picture of the wine press there. And yet we know as he was there agonizing, we know that it says an angel came and strengthened him in that moment. So maybe we could apply the servant to the angel that came to strengthen the Lord at that moment as well. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'll look at it this way. I have not read it anywhere, so if you don't like it, you don't have to take it. But Pura means overflowing. It means bubbling, fruitful, bubbling, overflowing. It really speaks of the Spirit of God. You go with the power of the Spirit. You go in the power of the Spirit. And you hear what God is going to do. You know, the Spirit of God was given to us, not as a servant, but as a companion to go with us as we are here in the scene, to see God's victory that is going to be given to us as we are there with Him. So we have the Spirit of God that goes along with us to reassure us of the victory that we have as a result of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, because the Spirit was given after the Lord Jesus was ascended in heaven.
But what do you think of the weapons they carry with them? Isn't it amazing? He divided the 100 men into 3 companies, and we're going to fight a battle. And the Lord says, you know, what you need for this battle is a trumpet, testimony in every man's hand, and empty pitchers, and lamps or torches within the pitcher. I think the word is significant, empty. Oftentimes we're filled with many things that the Lord can't use, you see. And those things have something to do when it comes to obscuring the light, don't they? You see, it doesn't shine like it should because that the pitcher is filled with other things. Empty pitchers and torches within the pitchers.
Certainly doesn't sound as though they're going to war, right?
It doesn't sound at all, David.
Not in the least.
No.
But if you go to 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5, helps us to appreciate what the armor is that we're supposed to be using. says in verse 4 and 5, "For the arms of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful according to God, to the overthrowing of strongholds, overthrowing reasonings and every high thing that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God, and leading captive every thought into the obedience of the Christ." So this is the kind of battle that Gideon was involved in. It's not a physical man-to-man battle now. God has already taken care of that. He's going to handle that. All you need in hand is the pitcher and the essentials that God has given to you to acquire the victory. And so it's wonderful to see what the armor is all about. It is not flesh at all, but it's mighty. That's the wonderful thing about it. It's mighty to put to the pulling down of strongholds.
So how many of you know of the SEAL unit in the army? Do you know what a SEAL unit is?
The fishes.
No.
Navy SEALs. We know about them.
Special forces. The Green Beret. What do they do?
Go in first.
They go first, right? Yeah. They are very small in number. Probably 300 men. They don't carry with them any big anything. Their armors are very light, but these men are very brave. They help the 32,000, they help the 10,000, but those was Gideon's Navy SEALs. Mm-hmm. Those was Gideon's Navy SEALs. You know when these guys are trained? I don't know if any of you have read how these guys are trained. Man, it's rough. It's rough. None of these guys died in battle and his body was left. They stick together, they accomplish the work, and they bring every one of them together back. They are very one unit. And they don't carry with them any heavy anything. They usually have very small arms with them. Their mental ability, their physical strength, their emotion stability are the sources that they have. See, they have that treasure in an earthen vessel. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And these are the Navy SEALs that are going on there. They don't have to carry anything heavy with them. But they are going there because the commander-in-chief have given an order. And these guys are going in with small arms, nothing big at all. No 32,000. There are probably 10 of them at the time. They go behind the enemy line. And they prepare all the way for the enemy to come in. And that's exactly what they did. They went with an empty jar, a torch, and a trumpet. And we will explain what that means later on. But that's what it is. They are the Navy SEAL. They are special, special people. I would like each and every one of us to be in that militia, that Navy SEAL, that special people that are self trusted in their commander, his order, they go, they do it. They don't carry much baggage with them, but they know what to do.